take rigor and to be ready for whatever they want to pursue. So when you get all the other stuff out of the way, all the politics and all that, our desire is to prepare kids for what we think is a bright future. So.
Yeah, I would agree entirely. I think a lot of the political hubbub about education doesn't really take into account the boots on the ground and the teachers who are in the classroom. By and large, they really care about kids and they want to get kids prepared for the future. And no matter what the policies are, we're going to be doing our jobs and working hard to teach our kids. And I think if you talk to parents, it's the ones that actually have kids in the schools, they have really good things to say. So I think for the most part, we are working to make kids learn and to help fire that passion for just approaching life with a learning eye and a learning objective. We want lifelong learners, and we've got to spark that curiosity. And we've also got to work on closing the gap between college readiness and career readiness and what happens in the school. So
right.
I would agree.
We do hear about that, the idea that sometimes, and this happens everywhere, this is a problem with public and private education at the primary level and the secondary level throughout the country, is you have people that aren't college ready. And that's where, you know, the AVID program comes in, advanced placement comes in. For people that may not be familiar with it here at 580KIDO, and let me ask our gentleman here, the future of America, you two, that's an incredible responsibility, to talk a little bit about the AVID program and advanced placement and what it's meant for you two.
Well, to me, AVID, I started that in eighth grade. It's been a program that has been preparing me for college. They encourage me, they encourage all of us, the students who are in AVID, to take advanced classes that could challenge us for college and prepare us at the same time. And they've been doing a wonderful job at that. And as we go on with AVID, I'm pretty sure there's going to be more things that they put up to help students be prepared for college and just get through it. And that's just a great program that the Boise School District has on there.
Sure. Sounds good. And again, it's a program where you work with groups, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you get to do many activities in there, like community services, help out the community, and
help out the radio show.
Yeah. it's just great things that they do in there to prepare you for whatever is ahead in your future. And it's pretty great that I've actually joined a program such as that.
Mm-hmm. What AVID's done for, I've been in it for eighth grade, since eighth grade also, but what AVID's done for me is I've always wanted to push myself in school, but what AVID has allowed me to do is to push me farther, because it's there to help me when, you know, I might think I'm in over my head. Well, I can go to my AVID teacher, or the AVID tutors come in and they help us, you know, with all of our advanced courses and all, like, the AP classes and everything. So that's one of the major things that AVID's done for me. But along with that, there's they're always showing you, here, the teacher might come up to you, here, I found these schools, you might be interested in these, they have exactly what you're looking for, and you can look into those. Or they give you volunteer opportunities that a lot of other kids may not even ever hear about because they're not in AVID.
So it's very different from the traditional classroom.
Yeah, very.
That most of us have grown up when the teacher's in there hanging out and they give you the lesson from the lesson plan. It's a different experience. And we've talked about AVID, but for people that aren't familiar with it here at 580KIDO, if you could explain a little bit more about it.
Well, it's the advancement via individual determination, and originally it was set up to identify kids who had potential for excellence and didn't necessarily have the support system in place or the training per se to get organized in their classes, or they didn't know the avenues to pursue in order to get into colleges. So it was mainly, let's provide a support framework for kids that have the ability and the aptitude to do really well, and just it hasn't been on their radar yet. So let's identify them and let's get them in a position where we can support them and help them.
To actually give them the skills?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I think back to when I was in junior high and high school at Bora, so many years ago, one of the things that I was lacking was organizational skills. And, you know, I went through high school kind of hit or miss on all that. So I did fine. But when you think about what these kids get, I mean, the district, we actually start the AVID program, identify the students, and they get study skills, organizational skills. You guys take Cornell notes.
Yeah.
And it's just a great way to organize your day and prepare yourself for the future. And I think these guys would agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
Is this unique to Boise?
It's not. AVID's actually a national program that was started in the 70s. And we had a new principal at Fairmont Junior High 8 years ago who came to me and our deputy superintendent and our superintendent at the time and said, hey, there's this really cool program, and I'm familiar with it, and would you guys like to take a shot at it? And we said, well, you know, at Fairmont, let's have a look. We started that year with 50 kids in the AVID program, and as of last year, we had 1,100 across the district. So it's in every junior high, every senior high. The other thing that we've done is some of those AVID skills are pretty universal. In other words, everybody needs to be organized and have study skills. And so what we've tried to do district-wide then is to provide more of that for all students in the schools. And then these guys are in the program in which they have an elective. They go to a specific class to really focus on those skills, get help with AP Physics, for example, or whatever from their AVID teacher. So I think it's been a real boon for the Boise District.
And we'll talk more about that coming up. You're listening to 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And we continue on talking about going back to school. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. Don't forget, we'll be once again promoting our school, securing our future. I want to thank our friends at CapEd Credit Union for that. I want to thank our friends from the Boise School District for making that happen. We have a panel of a teacher, an administrator, well, the administrator, and we have a couple kids here with those students. Now, let's get back to the advanced placement, because when I was going to school, that was, you know, just for the elite. When we're talking about the Boise School District and perhaps others across the state, it's grown to quite a large number. How do you attribute the growth?
Well, I think it's become a more popular program over time, primarily because kids can go to, well, it's about 95% of universities around the country will grant credit based on a score on an AP test. So the way that works is, for example, at our high schools, we offer 23 different advanced placement courses. And so a student can enroll in one of those courses, takes the course, and then there's an exam in May, typically. And then with a particular score, it's on a 1 to 5 scale, 3 or above, and it depends on the university, but kids can get credits, typically core credits that allow them, for example, to take a sophomore level course when they get there instead of starting out in the basic course.
So you can save some money and test out of things.
You can. Both of those things. It's kind of interesting when you look at a lot of our students, what it allows them to do is to study internationally, for example, or get a double major. That's another thing that a lot of our students do. And you know, starting out, for example, as a sophomore really helps with that because you can obviously take more coursework. Most of our kids don't graduate early. A lot of parents think that that's something they'd like to see them do. But with our students, typically, they're going to take the route of a double major or a major and a minor that they might not have done otherwise.
And I can speak to the math piece of it. I've got countless students. I started teaching calculus, I think, maybe 14, 15 years ago, mm-hmm. and I had to beat the bushes to get 2 periods worth of calculus. And now at Boise High, we've got, I think, 8 or 9 mm-hmm. that are full. So we have over 200 kids that are involved in the AP Mathematics program. And it's not that our student body has gotten any smarter. We're just better at identifying these kids and helping them get on a track where they can get into the advanced and learn the material. And so then those kids, I mean, we hear again and again that math kind of opens doors to lots of different mm-hmm. opportunities for professions and for college routes that you can take. So the more math you take in high school, the better equipped you'll be for success in college and the more options you'll have. So we have countless students, Dr. Cobley's son included, who have gone through and done math things in their college careers and are now out in the world as engineers, as teachers, as accountants, as, I mean, we've got a lot of people who are doing mathematics because of the education that they received on the secondary and elementary levels. So I think the more we can do to boost the rigor and maximize the potential of our kids when they're young, then the more, the broader their horizon will be once they leave our schools.
And just to give it a little broader picture, so the Boise District has about 9% of the students in the state. Last year we gave 34% of the advanced placement exams. So we have really been a pioneer in the state in that area. Now you're seeing a number of other districts really build their programs. The Valley View District over in Caldwell, Blaine County's done a lot with it, as has McCall. But Boise really started that, and I think there are some other believers around the state now that have more and more kids enrolling in that rigorous curriculum.
You know, when we think of what the schools are doing, we've detailed that. What issues or what tips can you give to parents listening right here at 580KIDO, whether they're in the Boise School District, Murray, or West Ada, Canyon County, Nampa, Caldwell, all over, or listening online here at 580KIDO? Because, you know, as you know, you guys work with parents. You guys still are influenced by parents, thankfully. But parents want to know what they can do to help. And, you know, calculus, as we've talked about both on and off the air, you know, what's a parent's biggest fear? Well, when we have these young men come out and they go, well, can you help me with my homework? Well, no, not really, because it's pretty heady stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think Nick gave some great advice, you know, support kids' dreams, support their aspirations. And the third thing I would say, and it's something that we're really working on making a concerted effort at in Boise, is understand how the system works and ask questions. So what courses does my student have to take in order to take AP Physics, for example? What kind of background does he or she need? Those are really important things because it's something that we want is for students to be able to access that system, and the more parents understand about it, the better.
And the earlier you start, the better. It's hard to shift stream when you're 16. It's like you got to build those building blocks all along, because especially in the things that require mathematics, it's
right.
Very sequential. And so if you don't understand how to work with fractions,
right.
Then it's going to be really hard for you to do calculus. I mean, it's not impossible.
Are we talking parents or students?
Both.
Right.
Both. I mean, it's tough.
It's been a while for parents.
Exactly. But one of the huge benefits of our time now is that there are so many online resources available. I mean, you can type anything into Google, how do I divide fractions, and there will be 1,000 hits that have videos attached that can walk you through it with a manipulative or with pictures or with explanations. There are master teachers who've put their materials online.
Right.
And so if you don't know how to do something, there's no shame in that.
Right.
I certainly couldn't help with advanced chemistry. I haven't done it for a really long time. But I could help equip my kids with the skills that they need to go find that
information. I think you'd be the leader in this room.
Could be, yeah.
Anyway, you're listening to 580KIDO.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
BKIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. It's the Manly Man segment, and I know Dave Burnett's always chuckling because I am... What do they call that? I can't remember the popular politically correct term for it when it comes to when it comes to navigation. I just don't have it. But good morning. How are you, Dave?
I think the official term is lost.
Yeah, it's navigationally challenged here. Yeah, Scott, why don't you just jump on here real quick? We're very informal.
See, they shouldn't have
you. Hold on. We got to put your mic on there first, Scott, before you start talking. All right, there we go.
I don't have anything to say.
All right. Well, we have Dave Burnett for that.
Hello, Scott. I would say do not let Kevin Miller navigate a balloon.
Why?
Would, because the guy can't figure directions out.
Yeah. Well, make a great balloonist then. We say they're great transportation. You don't care where you go or how long it takes you to get there.
Well, maybe,
exactly.
Your mode.
Yeah, I was driving around, and I was over on the other side of the park, and I go, not again. And then I... followed the lights, so here we are.
It's with the University of Oregon shirt.
Oh, I love the Ducks, man. I love Bama, but, you know,
How'd the Broncos do last
night? You got to go with the winner. That's why I'm with Oregon.
Okay, well, I buy that. How, did the Broncos get beat?
Was it 35-13, something like that?
Jeez, surprises, surprises.
Yeah. It was ugly. Yeah.
You know, if I were still coaching the team.
Yeah. No. I get it. Well, it's good. The kids can still buy $300 textbooks. So everything's
that's
okay.
That's fun, yes. Exactly. So, Scott, tell us a little bit about today and how's it been going out here?
You know, we did Town Square Media Day or Kid Day on Wednesday. We had a blast. It was a home run. I'd have been happy if we'd have had 100 kids out here and we flew 3,000.
Wow.
So we're really excited about that. Yesterday was Media Day. We got off. We went a different direction, which was fun for the people that live on the southeast side of town because we don't normally go that way, and I think we might be coming that way this morning. But it was all good. Everybody got back. We got some great stories, great footage, and we're flying again today. Is VIP day, and we're sending the entire fleet out this morning. 50 balloons.
50 balloons. This is the first time you've done 50 balloons in a while.
Yeah, since I guess the 12th year of the River Festival. So it's been 13 years ago since we've had
it. I'm glad you picked the day when I'm here to.
Yeah, you got a good spot. We'll be able to watch it and see it all. So.
That'll be great. Dave Burnett, what about you?
What about me? I always love watching the balloons go up, and I'm kind of glad to hear they're coming southeasterly. I think we'll get a look at them.
They should be coming your direction, which reminds me, I need to brief him to stay 1,000 feet above the zoo.
Oh, yeah. Why would that be? You just can't crash into the zoo?
Well, the burners, the burners, when balloons fly over and dogs bark and horses run and cows do stupid stuff. Yeah, it's the burners going. The fuel going through the preheat coils of the burner creates a high pitched noise that humans can't hear. Little babies can, some of them, but it drives animals nuts. And so,
And people wonder why are the dogs freaking out on Saturday morning?
That's why.
Look to the sky.
It's the noise. Hey, look, there's my wife.
Yeah, that works really well on the radio here at 580 KIDO. Oh, we have a little kiss on the radio.
My anniversary yesterday.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're spending the day after with me.
Yeah. And my mom and dad's today, get this, 65 years.
Holy moly.
It's a long time to be with one woman, isn't it?
580 KIDO as we continue on here.
My wife would tell you it's an even longer time to be with one man.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks. You helped Kevin out on that one. Sorry.
Exactly. So, Scott, anything else going on?
Nah. You know, we're just flying some balloons. We're not curing cancer, doing anything like that. We're just having some fun down here.
Right.
And this is such an iconic tradition for everybody. And we just, people are so excited to be here. And the community has such an ownership of this thing. It's just crazy.
Well, you had the First Lady and her mom yesterday on a balloon.
With Lori. They had a great time.
Yeah. You had the mayor out here.
Had Mayor Dave, the governor, did a proclamation. This is Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic Week in the state of Idaho.
And, wow. Does that mean you're running the state, really? Are you the real governor this week?
Dude, you know I love that guy.
You can still love him. I mean, you can take over. You can be the czar of Idaho.
I'm the aerial ambassador of Idaho.
Yeah, he really. Do you get like a ribbon or a sash or something?
Got
like
it
that?
On a proclamation. No, but I'm going to get a sash.
I think they should get one for you and Kevin Godwin.
Well, yeah, Kevin. My boy Kevin. He was there last night.
Why isn't Kevin here with us this morning? Dave, where's Kevin Godwin?
Not my day to watch him.
He'll be here. He never misses much of anything.
No, I was going to say he should be up here with us. Of course, he's usually here Saturday morning very early. Well, for the Saturday morning.
Yeah, he's been here every morning.
Yeah,
and it's been fun watching him make Pete do stuff.
Right.
So that's another story that nobody would really appreciate.
Yeah, cut the video there, Jacob. Anyway, delete that part. All right, Scott, anything else you'd like to share with us here today?
No, we sure appreciate you guys and appreciate the partnership.
It's great being here.
And Pete has done a great job this year. We may even keep him around
for all the
next
people
year.
Listening for Pete updates, yes. Yeah.
No doubt. So, yeah, we got balloons starting to arrive. I got to go. Thank you, guys.
It's my pleasure to do as much as we do. You know, I'll speak for everybody. Yes, you're quite welcome, Scott. Yes.
Well, they not every day, but most of the time. Thanks, you guys.
Well, thank you. Our friend Scott Spencer here, Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. He's having a good time. Dave Burnett with us last night. And it's funny, usually when my team, usually the University of Alabama is losing, I get the text from Dave Burnett. It's never when they're winning. And it must have been a historic occasion last night during the Bronco game. All of a sudden, I get these texts from Dave Burnett going, uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh.
There wasn't a single text that said, uh-oh.
Well, look, it's like literal license here, you know? It's not like what really happened in the book, but you kind of spice it up.
I see what you're saying. You're lying. Okay. No, my first text to you was, is it just me or is this a really poorly officiated game? I'm surprised people did not get hurt.
Well, what was it? 5 times in the first quarter for illegal procedure? That guy, Hugh Freeze, should go back to high school ball.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a big deal. Well, yikes. That was not good at all. But nonetheless, you know, it was a very ugly game offensively on both sides of the ball in the first half, and then Ole Miss got themselves put together in the second half. I think I also sent you a text that said Ole Miss is going to get eaten alive in the SEC if they play like this.
You know? Well, they had been talked up quite a bit, and their quarterback, Bo Schembechler.
Wallace.
Bo Jackson, Bo whatever. Bo Wallace should be run. I mean, he's horrible.
Yeah, quarterback play on both sides of the ball, real iffy last night. Grant Hedrick did not look like a fifth-year senior. Choices he made some really bad choices that caught up with him as well.
Got to tell you, I've never been a fan of his, and you and I have debated that last year. The key, it seems, with him, based on my vast knowledge of football, chuckle, is that if he can't get you playing, you know, that dual threat, if all of a sudden you're not afraid of his feet, then he becomes very ineffective. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you know, he gets a couple runs. If we break off one for 10 or 15, then all of a sudden he becomes more effective. But if you have the athletes like you do at Southern or Ole Miss, he couldn't have those breakout runs. Therefore, he had to rely on being a passer, and that was a challenge for him. By the way, Dave, here at Ann Morrison Park, I see everybody, all the balloon people. It's like an army coming in. They're in right now. They're driving in to set up already.
Yep, they've got their timing. They know how long it takes to get that stuff done, and they run like clockwork there at the park. So, inviting people to come out there. Yeah, it was. I mean, I think Boise State will be fine in the Mountain West. You know, I think they were definitely out physical last night, and that's kind of what happened toward the end of the third and the fourth quarter. They just physically got ground down.
Well, and here's something that I was talking about to some of our former colleagues last night. It's interesting how you get the text from Dave Burnett. You get some from our former colleagues that are, you know, living on both coasts now here at 580KIDO. And my whole thing is this the end of the big game for the Broncos to kick off the season? Has the brand been damaged that much?
Well, I think... I don't know. You know, that remains to be seen. A game that they couldn't sell tickets to. 35,000 people attended that game. So the place was half full.
I like how people blame Ole Miss for that. And it's like, yeah, it's, you know, that game was, didn't they reschedule that? Wasn't that supposed to be last year and they moved it around to accommodate something? But, you know, Ole Miss, you know, it's not a traditional power. Look, they brought out Archie Manning. The last time they had a really good team, it was Eli Manning, you know, when David Cutcliffe, now at Duke, was there. So it's not like you're going to have a big draw. And if that's the case, they should have just had it at Ole Miss. But these neutral site games are big money. But 35,000 people, not good, number one. And number two, you got to take a look at this is not the team of Kellen Moore and all those great Broncos. People are saying, oh, the Broncos back in the day. Dude, that was like 4 years ago. What, we're all washed up now?
No, but as you take a look at last night's game, I mean, the playmakers, Matt Miller, Shane Williams-Rhodes, Jay Ajayi, that's it. that was it. That was the offense. That was it. Jay Ajayi looked all that. I mean, he looked very good running behind a very young, inexperienced offensive line. I thought Jay Ajayi looked good. Grant Hedrick had times where he looked very confident and then times that he looked very bad. He was very up and down last night. You know, the defense overall, I think the defense looked good. Tyler Horn being taken out on a stretcher, not good. Wound up on crutches at the end of the game. No word yet as far as how he did. But really, I mean, they need some more playmakers on that offensive side of the ball.
580KIDO, so what does this mean for the man who's living his dream, Mr. Harsin?
Well, you know, it's one game. You know, it's his first game in.
I think, you know, from what I know, the communication, first time working with the first time coordinators, both offensively and defensively, that's always, you know, working those bugs out. I think they'll be fine. You know, I think they'll be fine. Does it mean the end of the big opening of the season? They really need to be more competitive than they were. I know they, and it does, and that doesn't mean they need to be as bad as Ole Miss was in the first half. They need to step up the game, period.
Well, that, you know, and you and I have talked about this, and I think that's why they were mistaken by not retiring Kellen Moore's number, to show you just how great that kid was, how wonderful that 4 years was, and a lot can be made of the schedule, but during the big games, you know, let's face it. And Dave, you were around for the Jared Zebranski trip to Georgia fiasco. You know, when they went to Virginia Tech, they weren't out physical. When they went to Georgia for the Georgia Dome, they weren't out physical, but you could see, as you said, taking its toll, the physicality. I think Marcel Yates did an incredible job with the defense. But to be in those games, and you know this as a guy who's covered the team extensively, you can't make mistakes.
No.
And look, maybe Grant, you know, a couple of those batted passes couldn't be helped, but you can't make mistakes.
Nope, you can't throw the ball up in the end zone for grabs. That looked like something I would have thrown up there. You just can't do that. You have to play spotlessly in those games to be able to overcome the physicality. I mean, you saw the way Ole Miss was hitting on defense. They were just laying the lumber down. So a few cheap shots, too, and it cost one guy the game, you know, getting tossed. But some of those hits, man, I kept saying to my wife, like we'd go back and watch it on, you know, DVR and rewind. It's like, oh, my goodness. Those were textbook hits if you want to teach somebody how to tackle. But, you know, for the Broncos, I think they'll be fine in the Mountain West. They got a ways to go. Harsin's first game. They'll get it put together, support the team, and, you know, otherwise fold the tent, bulldoze the stadium. You got to go out and get it. And next week, Colorado State comes to town. By the way, speaking of Kellen Moore, Kellen Moore threw three touchdown passes last night in his.
Now, hold on. Sorry to interrupt you, but we have a celebrity here. We don't know how much longer we're going to have him with us, even though he's wearing the enemy's colors here at 580KRDO. It's Sweet Willard. And your thoughts on the game last night? Dave Burnett said the Broncos are going to win the national title.
If he did say that, then there.
Oh, he didn't say that. I just wanted to get you fired up.
I mean, just watching that game, I mean, pretty much the first quarter I was a bit worried for Ole Miss because, you know, I think Ole Miss has a really good team. But second half they came out and they just dominated from beginning to end. I mean, the biggest thing that Boise State probably needs to work on is maybe play a little bit of defense and maybe not throw four interceptions. I mean, that's probably their biggest problem. By the way, I like that sweatshirt.
Thank you. Yeah. It's my Duck sweatshirt.
Yeah, it looks comfy.
It's very comfy.
I mean, it's, you know, a powerhouse team from a good conference. That's what we should always be wearing.
Just call me Front Runner Kevin, that's all.
I mean, if I was wearing my UCLA sweatshirt, we'd be best friends still. That's okay.
Exactly. Dave, your thoughts?
I don't know what game Willard was watching. Ole Miss stunk. They stunk the place up.
In the first half. In the second half, last time I checked, they outscored them. I believe it was like maybe 28-7 in the second half.
I just know this. When Ole Miss gets into the SEC play, and if they play like that, they'll get run. They'll get run.
Well, that's the thing. Bo Wallace, who's the quarterback for Ole Miss, like he threw three first-half interceptions. Like he just needs to cut down on that, and I think he'll be just fine.
What about the Bronco quarterback? What are your thoughts?
I mean, that dude just looked scared for a while. He was just running around all night, and I mean, but also his wide receivers need to catch the ball. Like,
help him out, yeah.
Yeah, they need to help him out because, I mean, he did not receive any help whatsoever in that second half. There were some very catchable balls, and that could have, you know, made the drives longer, could have put him in the red zone territory, but didn't help him one bit.
Dave?
I love that running back for Ole Miss.
Which one? There's like four of them that ran.
Exactly.
The ball last
isn't a running back on that team. You couldn't name a running back on that team. They had some, you know, decent receivers. They didn't have a running back on that team.
Oh, they had three really good wide receivers, especially their number three, who had a 76-yard touchdown run. I mean, that was pretty good. Mr. Kobe Core. That's
Kobayashi.
His name. Yeah. I mean, afterwards, yeah, he did eat like 49 hot dogs for the world record. So, because he's a winner, and that's what Ole Miss was. They were winners last night.
Oh my gosh!
Goodness, Willard, your hatred for Boise State is just oozing this morning. You should be happy.
I'm banging on all cylinders this morning.
You are.
Yeah.
You're fired up.
Let's do this. I got to give you traffic now as you're coming out of Caney County into Ada County looking good.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, welcome back. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, live from the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. Hello to our lone listener, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. And why do I say he's our lone listener? Because every time on Facebook, in fact, it was a Dave Burnett, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law fest last night during the Bronco game. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up at 6:05. By the way, we are at the Spirit of Boise Balloon Classic. We'd love for you to stop by. The weather has been incredible. Certainly today is a great day to come by and just embrace what is good and wholesome here in the Treasure Valley. By the way, 50 balloons going up this morning. Let's get you to work safely and on time.